we're hoping that this budget resolution is not binding at this particular moment. A budget resolution is not signed into law, it's direction. So we hope that there's also an overwhelming majority of members of the Senate and House who believe that we should be giving more money to NIH. Okay, so let's find a way to get that done. We're going to have to make compromises. It's not going to be exactly the budget I want. It certainly is not going to be the budget that we passed last week, but we're going to have to make adjustments, and we hope at the end of the day that not only NIH, but other important missions of government will get the resources they need.
Talk for a minute about exempting NIH from sequestration.
There seems to be a bipartisan agreement that sequestration would make no sense on NIH. Now, let me be clear. I think sequestration makes no sense anywhere. I'd like to get rid of it altogether. There's been a real effort to get rid of it on the defense side. Many of us say, look, we don't want sequestration on the defense side, but we also don't want sequestration on the non-defense side. So if we can't get the whole loaf, we can't get elimination of sequestration altogether, are there some programs that we can agree are critical enough that shouldn't be part of sequestration? Maybe there's some defense programs. We certainly think NIH falls into that category.
Is there bipartisan support for that? And if so, why? I mean, why does NIH make the grade whereas some others don't?
There is bipartisan support for that. The reason is self-evident. The work being done here is known throughout the nation as being critically important, saving lives, to providing the basic research for private sector jobs and discovery. It's active in every one of our states. Our universities benefit by NIH, our private companies, biotech companies, life science companies all benefit by NIH. So I think there's broad support to make sure NIH is not subjected to the consequences of sequestration.
And finally, just a question about the conferences and the complaints that people had here today about the administrative burdens that have been put in place over the last couple of years. Is this something that you would consider moving along in Congress? I mean, is there some legislation that needs to happen?
Well, the answer is we're looking at it from the budget point of view, whether we can put something in the budget that allows more flexibility here. I strongly support the ability of our federal workforce to collaborate and to be at conferences and to expand their ability to carry out the mission. It's particularly true at NIH, but it's true at other agencies as well. I don't condone misuse of government funds. There were abuses. We know that. And people who abuse the system need to be held accountable, whether it's attending conferences or whatever they do that waste government funds. But we shouldn't eliminate an important tool that is available to advance research and innovation by saying a blanket process that costs more money than you have in order to be able to travel. That makes no sense at all.